thus the dewy morning hills of Erin. Rode me of Kinnor on a snow-white steed to a Shane, poet of the Fianna, for she fain would this mortal wed. Ride with me to the fairy land of Tirin and Nog, for I have long loved you, said she, and a shame taken with her beauty. He bade farewell to his company. They rode through stormy regions far beyond the sea, to a land where time had ne'er its harvest reaped, and for an age there Rushin lived contented, till longing for his comrades made him. Sad rings in your eyes, so you may return to your country and take my blessing with this one command: do not dismount from your fairy steed. A giant among the people, and nowhere were the Fianna to be found. He learned from a gathering of workers, together straining with a heavy weight, that centuries before his friends had perished, which painful tidings filled him with despair. As payment for the news that we have told to you, pray help us this heavy stone to move, for if your strength can match your mighty stature, scarce more than a touch enough should prove. But the saddle tore as a sheen leaned to help them, and sorely he upon the ground was thrown. He quickly changed into an aged man, and ne'er again laid eyes on Tir na n'Og.